Mark, I want to thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you joining us today.
Sure. Glad to provide some comment about the flooding conditions that are happening down in Colorado and what it might mean for the Black Hills.
I last spoke with you in on the 40th anniversary, or around the 40th anniversary of the 1972 flood, and you witnessed the 72 flood, and then you've spent your career and your life as a scientist studying things like flooding in the wake of that. At that point in time, you said that the 72 flood should act as a warning to other communities around the United States that this kind of flooding can happen. And it looks like, unfortunately, that's what's happening in Colorado right now as we speak.
Right. The sort of meteorological circumstances that that gave rise to the 72 flood in Rapid City actually, as I mentioned before, could happen anywhere where you have a foothills community living at the base of a mountain range. And, of course, there's lots of places in the West, especially where cities and people have developed at the foot of mountain ranges, because it makes sense. I mean, it's usually where there's a perennial river coming out of the mountains, so you got a water supply for a city. So places like Fort Collins and Boulder and Colorado Springs, and you could go around the West, Salt Lake City. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, cities in the West and smaller communities as well that are positioned up against the mountains. And, of course, when you get these circumstances where moist air is able to come and ram against the mountains and get lifted up in that so-called orographic lifting, you can have these intense rainfall events that can last for a while. You know, if you get these unique circumstances where the thunderheads or the clouds just get parked there and they just keep raining and raining and raining in one spot, you can get these phenomenal hydrologic responses, which regrettably we're seeing now down in Colorado and some of those Front Range communities.
You also witnessed the 72 flood as a young man. Does that, outside of your view as a scientist here, does that give you any pause or empathy for what those folks are going through in Colorado?
Well, I heard some of the testimony on the news like a lot of other people have. And, well, like I heard one person say that they looked out their window and next thing you know, it was a wall of water 5 feet high that hit their window and knocked out the glass of the window and filled their house with water. Well, it's, you know, some of the testimony I heard on the news is very similar to what happened here. So, you know, very unnerving when, you know, your world has been pretty orderly and all of a sudden you're not sure what you should do, what actions you should take to try to even save your life. I mean, how do you find safety, you know? You know, that feeling of not knowing what you should do, you know, when all of a sudden your world is out of kilter, I mean, it's a very unstabilizing thing for us as humans.
It would seem that these disasters like those you're talking about, the 72 flood and this flash flood in Colorado, should make us think that we all need to be preparing for disasters of these types. It's often a matter of if rather than a matter of when.
Well, definitely. I mean, and that was a lot of the conversation during the 40th anniversary time for the 72 flood, was a discussion about emergency preparedness. And I have to say we are better prepared. But, you know, it's hard to prepare for things you've never seen so before or never experienced before. And so these things can happen. And, you know, for the Rapid City area and the Black Hills area with regards to flooding, you know, because we've seen it before, you know, we do have better early warning capability now than we had before, although, you know, we still have a populace that probably a lot of them haven't seen this flood thing before. So, you know, would they heed the warnings when they're issued? So that's one of the reasons why I think it is important to continue to talk about it, not to be Chicken Little, the sky's falling, but, you know, these things can happen and we should be mindful of them. I know that in my own case, you know, when things start happening like this and it rains harder and so forth, I go to the radar now. I check the radar, see where those clouds are. You know, are they staying put? Are they moving? We do have resources. And, of course, you can also go online and see the actual flow in the rivers. Go to the USGS website and watch the stage in the river and know whether or not things are coming up. But we still have a populace that doesn't respond well to things they've never seen before. And so that's why we keep talking about it. And I think that's the proper thing to do.
Well, Mark, I really want to thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.